Fabien asked me if there is an exam at the end of this class, but there is no exam. since the weekend was a little bit long, let me recall where we are and maybe put a stress on something important, which I introduced many times and which looks maybe mysterious to many of you. So it's a notion of suspension of a ring. This is fundamental to define negative k-groups, but also to prove about periodicity. So let me explain you very briefly, repeat very briefly what the definition is. So CA is the set of infinite matrices, Aij, such that for any I, best J, there exists at most a finite number of J, rest I, such that Aij is different from zero. So it's some kind of infinite matrices, but the reason why we put this definition is because we want to multiply them, so it's a ring, by the usual matrix multiplication. And inside this ring, there is a two-sided ideal, which I call A tilde, which is a union of all finite matrices. Okay, well, you embed M and A by adding zeros in CA. Okay? And the suspension is exactly the quotient of CA by A tilde. Okay? So in order to understand this definition, a good approximation, I just said to André Joyal, and you may prefer it, is the ring of Laurent polynomials in one variable. Okay. Because you have a very interesting map from this ring to the suspension. It's an A-linear map which associates to Z, or if you want to sigma of A n Zn, the infinite matrix which is A0 on the diagonal, A1 above the diagonal, A-1 under the diagonal, and so on. So that's a very important map. And in fact, there is a theorem we say that exactly how far it is an approximation, we have an exact sequence which is a K-theory of A of Z, Dirac sum the K-theory of A of Z inverse, going to the K-theory of A of Z Z inverse, going to the K-theory of the suspension. And this map is on 2. Okay? So in this way, you see that this definition, so if you put K-1 of A to be K of the suspension, this theorem implies that K-1 of A is just the bath definition of A. Using the Bass definition was to take the co-kernel of this map. Okay? And what I'm saying is that you can take suspension. But another interest of this suspension is a theorem of Wagoner, of Gershon-Wagoner, which is very important and which is more appealing. is that in fact, if we take BGL of SA plus, and we take the loop space of this, then we recover K0 of A cross BGL A plus up to homotopy. So in other words, this space is a delooping in homotopy theory of the other space, of the K0 space. And so you can iterate this procedure, and this way we get the K theory spectrum in a very natural way. Okay. Now, what I have done in K theory can be repeated word by word in Hermitian K theory. So, in Hermitian K theory, we play the same game. And we can define a Hermitian K-theory spectrum which I have denoted by KQ epsilon of A, okay, using the same trick with the suspension. Okay. And also we have an approximation of the suspension as before, which is the ring of Laurent polynomials. But now here we have to be careful. We have to take an evolution. The evolution changes V in V inverse. Okay, that's the evolution on the ring A of the V inverse. Of course, the constant A goes to A bar. Now, what I said last time is that there is two maps from the K-theory spectrum to the KQ spectrum, which homotopy fiber was called U epsilon of A. So we have an homotopy vibration of this type, and we have another homotopy vibration, which is KQ epsilon of A, K of A and V epsilon. So I must warn you that in fact there are three types of KQ theory, which makes the life a little bit complicated. You have Hermitian forms, even Hermitian forms. Which are denoted by the symbol max according to Bach terminology. We have quadratic forms, which we have denoted by the symbol min. And we have something which is not been considered before, which is a split quadratic forms, which we have denoted by split. So in fact, if I want to be more careful, KQ has three meanings, which is KQ max, KQ min, and KQ split. Okay. Okay. So now. There is an hypothesis which simplifies the life if we assume the existence of lambda in the center of the ring such that lambda plus lambda bar equal 1. For instance, if we assume two invertibles. But there are more general cases, then the theory max is the same as the theory mean. Okay, so we don't have to worry about distinguish even emission forms and quadratic forms. However, the split quadratic form, KQ split of A, is not KQ of A, but KQ of the ring of dual numbers with E bar equal minus E. Okay. So there is, I may change the notation. Finally, after doing this lecture, I think a split is not a good terminology. I should put this KQ infinitesimal because it's really something linked with the dual numbers. Okay. But for the moment, we're not considering the split theory. This will be for tomorrow. And I want to state the main theorem that I call the fundamental theorem in Hermitian K-theory, which says that the V-space, the V-spectrum, has the motivy type of the loop space of U minus epsilon of A. If we assume lambda such that lambda plus lambda bar equal 1, okay, in the center of the ring. And this is for the theory max, mean, or split. It works for the three theories. Okay. In fact, the split theory is a consequence of the two others because you just take the ring of dual numbers. Okay. Yeah. So I don't put max, mean, and so on because it's not so important. Okay. So what I want, so this is what I call the theorem 3-7. This was stated last time, theorem 3-7. And tomorrow I shall prove the theorem 3-8, which is a more general theorem. Okay. So theorem 3-8 is the same theorem, but without this assumption. Okay. So the theorem 3-8. Is that for any ring we have V split A as a motivy type of a loop space of U minus epsilon split of A. So there is really a much more general theorem for any ring, not just with a ring where two is invertible or things like this. Okay. And the main ingredient for theorem 3-8 is a work of Clowens that follows from a very nice idea due to Clowens, and I shall explain this tomorrow. Okay? But for today, I will concentrate on the theorem 3-7. Okay? Because the ideas are almost the same. Just at a certain point, we shall use Clowens' idea to prove theorem 3-8. Okay? Okay, so last time we have given some hints why 3-7 should be true. At least two hints. One was to take the topological analog. If we take the topological analog, this means that we take Banach algebras, okay? This implies classical Bott periodicity. Which means 10 homotopy equivalences. So this is a single formulation for Bott periodicity. A second reason, that if we localize away from 2, then what we have to check is something like the Witt groups tensor by V1 half is isomorphic to the second with a shift and the change of sign of symmetry tensor by V1 half. Okay. And this is a very reasonable theorem because we have both elements so that the cap product gives the right isomorphism. Okay. So this theorem is not so hard to prove using classical techniques in topological case theory. I want to give a third reason, which is more or less trivial. The third reason, of course, when you are dealing with a general theorem, we have to check with examples. And there is one example, a test example, which is trivial, but which you have to do, is to take for A the ring A equal B cross the opposite ring and see what's happening in that case. I call this a trivial case. Okay, so the involution here change UV in VU. So if we look at our spaces, if you don't mind, I will drop the, it's very long to write double K and so on, so just write K and KQ and so on. Okay, so if you look at what's happening, you have K of A, which is B cross B opposite, going to KQ of B cross B opposite. Okay, and that's easy to check, that this is just K of B cross K of B. This is just K of B. And so the homotopy fiber, which is U of B cross B opposite, is just K of B. So you can identify U of B cross B opposite to K of B. Okay. The same way, if you take the forgetful functor from KQ of B cross B opposite, K of B opposite, then what you find is again here K of B, here K of B cross B of B, and so the motopy fiber is a diagonal map, and so the motopy fiber, which is Z of B cross B opposite, is just identified with the loop space of K of B. Okay. So what we are stating is that the loop space of K of B is the loop space of K of B, okay, which is trivial. Okay. So the test example was trivial. The theorem is proved, at least in this example, which is not very interesting, but it shows that it is reasonable to expect such a theorem. So I've given you three motivations why the theorem should be true. Okay. And let me now go to the proof. So what is the idea of the proof? Of course, one would like to define maps. Well, the idea of the proof is quite simple. I mean, we want to define a map from V of A to omega U and from omega U to V and prove that the composite is identity. Okay? That's a nice program. Okay? So how shall we do that concretely? Okay. So let me write something first I shall explain later. So I write the following thing. KQ of the suspension of A, I put.
Just a remark, in the true example, you don't put lambda plus lambda bar
equal 1. No, because here lambda is 1, 0. So lambda bar is 0.
Oh, okay, but you don't use anything like characteristic 2 in that word.
No, but I use the fact that lambda plus lambda bar equal 1, which is more general. No, 2 has not to be invertible. In my theorem 3.7, I don't assume 2 invertible. For example, I can take F4. If you take the finite field F4, okay, with any so this is just F2 of J with 1 plus J plus J square equals 0, okay. You just take the involution changing J in 1 minus J, well, 1 plus J, okay, which is J square. That's a ring. F4 is a ring with involution, and of course 2 is not invertible and satisfies this hypothesis. Donc, the fact that there exists a lambda is more general. Okay. You agree? Yeah. In the case of B cross the opposite, lambda is 1, 0. And lambda bar is 0, 1. The sum, lambda plus lambda bar, is 1, 1, which is a unit element. So let me write the following sequence. KQ epsilon of SA, K of SA, something is wrong here. I made a mistake. Something is wrong. I'm writing something which doesn't make any sense for the moment, okay? So let me try to give sense of this diagram, okay? So the first line of this diagram is clear, okay? This is just the homotopy vibration between V, KQ, and K, okay? You just apply it to the suspension, okay? What is mysterious is this theory D, which I introduced here. What is D, okay? Well, you can define D, so what is D? Well, you see, you want D to be included in such a diagram, okay? So what you want is D to be the fiber of K. So if you take K of lambda, I want to define a map from K of lambda to U minus epsilon of lambda for any ring lambda, okay? How I can do that? It doesn't fit into the following scheme before, you see, because there is a priori no relation between K and U. We don't have a map from K to U, you have a map from U to K. Okay, so it looks strange to have such a map. But in fact, to see that, you just look at K of lambda as U of lambda cross lambda opposite. And U minus of lambda, you view it as U of the 2 by 2 matrices with value in lambda. And to be a little bit careful, what is involution I take on the 2 by 2 matrices? It's A, B, C, D going to DABC. That's the anti-evolution. Okay. Maybe there is a bar. Probably there is a bar. And there you have a map from lambda cross lambda opposite to M2 of lambda, which sends AB to A0, 0, B bar. Okay. I hope I'm correct. Yes. Okay. So what I'm using here implicitly is that there is a ring map from lambda cross lambda opposite to this ring. Okay. And I'm using Morita equivalence to say that the U theory of the 2x2 matrices is the same as the U theory of lambda. That's the same thing in K theory. Okay, if you take the K theory of 2x2 matrices, then you get the same thing as K theory of the ring. But this is a theorem which is true also for the KQ theory and also for the U theory. Okay, this is a kind of general theorem you can find in Bach's book on the chapter Morita equivalence. Okay. So you define such a map from K of lambda to U of lambda, and then D, so what is D? Well, it is a homotopy fiber of the map from U of lambda, of K of lambda to U of lambda. So D epsilon, or minus epsilon. Okay. Now, okay. So I want to complete this diagram. So how can I complete this diagram now? Okay. Well, of course, we don't have defined this map yet. Okay. So this map is not defined. But if we can define such a map in such a way that the diagram commutes, okay, there should be a way to define such a map. Okay. So now you can ask how we can define a map from KQ to D, okay? So one has to define naturally a map from KQ of lambda to D KQ epsilon of lambda in D minus epsilon of lambda. Okay? In a natural way. And this is simply defined by a cup product. This can be defined by a cup product. By a cup product by what? By simply, you have a cup product from KQ epsilon of lambda cross D minus 1 of Z to KQ D minus epsilon of lambda. Okay. So you may ask, well, you have to find an element here in D0, in fact, and take the cup product with D0, and that gives you a map from KQ of lambda to D minus S lambda. But this caused some technical difficulties because you say, well, looking at spectrum and how can we define cup products? And this is a way where flat bundles come into the picture because we can represent all what we have done in terms of flat bundles over homogeneous fields. And we just take cup product using this language. Okay? For example, and also we need also more natural description of U, V, D, etc. Okay, in terms of rings. Because when we take flat bundles, implicitly, we're taking projective modules of everything. Okay, and that's an idea which goes back also to Wegener, is that we can, when we have a ring map, so that's a general idea, general idea, which is due to Wegener long time ago, that if we have a ring map from A to B, and if we have, so it induces a map, for example, from KQA to KQB, and we want to describe the homotopy fiber in a nice way, as a KQ of another ring, for example. Okay? And the idea is to just take the suspension of A again, suspension of B, take the cone of B, and call gamma the fiber product. Okay? And then the theorem of Wegener tells you exactly that we have an homotopy vibration, KQ of SA, KQ of SB, and here KQ of gamma. So that's an homotopy vibration. So in other words, we can represent all what we have done until now by taking homotopy fibers, which is a little bit difficult to manage. We can replace these homotopy fibers by rings. And then we can use the language of flat bundles to define very rigorously these cap products, for example. Okay? So to make the story a little bit shorter, so what we are reduced to now is a very concrete problem. Just to compute d0 minus 1 of z. Okay? And if we look, so it's done in the paper, in fact, we're taking the maximum form parameter, and what we can find is that there exists an element u here, such that if you go in the topological K-theory of the real numbers, so we are using topological K-theory, so you can do the same computation in topological K-theory for the theory D, and you find exactly Z. And what I'm claiming is there exists an element U which maps onto a generator of Z. Okay, that's a very concrete computation one has to do. Okay. And the cup product of this element gives you a map from what to what. Well, so now we can make sense of the diagram here. This diagram begins to make sense, and so what we have is a map from V epsilon of SA to U minus epsilon of A, but that's the same thing as a map by taking the looping of V epsilon of A to the loop space of U minus epsilon of A. So giving such a map is equivalent to give such a map. Yes? No, 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 it's natural because I make this ring construction.
No, this one.
Yes.
But then you say to define the other map,
you
just
use the... Okay, to define, so what I'm doing here, I define this map such as the diagram commutes. Okay?
In a very strong way.
Okay, there might be an ambiguity going from KQ to K, is what you mean. Yeah, but that doesn't matter too much. Okay. Does not matter because we want to prove that this map is. I don't claim this map is unique. Okay, there exists such a map. Okay.
So you really construct the right.
Yeah.
Map
of the yes, exactly. It's very rigid. To be more precise, I should say the following: it's better to speak about cohomology theory. You have a cohomology theory which is representable by the spectrum. Okay, and what I say is that there is a natural map between the spectrum, between the cohomology theories. Okay, so it's a little bit weaker than a map of the spectrum. Now, okay, so I give you the map in one direction, and what is the map in the other direction? Well, you play the same game. So I write again a diagram, and I have to make sense of it. So U minus the epsilon of A. K of A, KQ, I think there is a mistake, it should be, well, the epsilon has changed in minus epsilon, I don't know why, in the notes. These notes are not perfect, you can imagine, okay, so sometimes epsilon becomes minus epsilon. Okay. Now, I want to define a map from U minus epsilon to V epsilon, of the suspension. So it's a map backwards, you see. And now you have another theory, which I call E minus epsilon of the double suspension of A. So there is a new theory coming to the picture, which is E. Okay, so ask the same question, what is E? What is the E theory? Okay. Well, here you should have E minus epsilon. Sorry, here is plus, this is plus epsilon. So what is E? Well, you want this diagram to exist, in some sense, okay? So you want E to be what? To be the homotopy fiber from V to K, to V S K to K. But again, this is not a natural map. You have a map from V to KQ, but not to V to K. Okay? So I define E of lambda to be the homotopy fiber in a very strong sense, I've said before, in terms of rings, of V epsilon of lambda going to V epsilon of lambda cross lambda opposite. Okay. But V epsilon of lambda cross lambda opposite, according to the test example at the right, this is just omega k1. Well, in fact, yes, I'm sorry. I should have taken the suspension here. I take the suspension, okay, according to my convention. Okay. So E minus epsilon is the homotopy fiber of that, and this is just the case theory spectrum of lambda. Okay. So that, this is how E lambda is defined. Okay. So now again, I have the same problem. I want to define, so we want to define a map from KQ minus epsilon of A to E minus epsilon of the double suspension of A. Okay? And this is again defined by a cut product. So we define it by a cut product with an element in what? Well, it is tempted to take E minus 1 of S to Z. Okay? But unfortunately, this does not work. Simply because I cannot produce such an element. This does not exist. And this is why I'm using the hypothesis. So let's put Z bar. So I define Z bar to be the ring of polynomials in one variable with involution S bar equal 1 minus S. Okay. So we have to produce such an element, and this is done in the notes if you are read during the weekend, which I hope everybody has done. So it's written page 38. So let me give you this element, because it's a very nice element. So what is E minus 2 of Z bar? In fact, it is KQ minus 2. Sorry, minus 2 is here. That's very easy to check. So if you want, this is KQ minus 1 of the double suspension of Z-bar. Okay? So if you look at it, it looks horrible. You have to take infinite matrices over infinite matrices. Okay? So again, here, I'm using the approximation. Okay? So in order to construct such an element, I just need an element in KQ 0, minus 1, so minus 1 symmetric form, in Z of T Z I think I changed the parameter. I should have taken lambda rather than zero lambda. Well, okay, let's take S. T inverse Z inverse and S. Okay, so what we need now is a skew symmetric form on this ring, a very concrete problem. Okay, and let me give you the result. What? Yeah. So this matrix is a 2x2 matrix, which is A T plus T minus 1 minus 2 A plus 1 minus A T. And what is ABCD? And ABCD is an idempotent, which is equal to S bar Z plus S, SS bar Z minus 1, Z minus 1 SZ plus S bar. So minus 1 times 1, 0, 0, 0. And then you put the same matrix on the right. Okay. I don't have the room to do it. Okay. Just take the same matrix on the right. Okay. So if you look at this matrix, it has 30 entries, about 30 entries. Okay. And what you get, this matrix is just a skew symmetric form. To tell the truth, I discovered this matrix many years ago, and I forgot how I found it. Okay. But the miracle, okay, there is a kind of miracle here. What is the miracle? The miracle is that if you go to do analysis, okay, you go to KQ minus 2 top, of the real numbers, okay, which is KU, the complex case theory of the two sphere. In fact, you have to take a torus here, and what you find is a bundle. The geometric aspect of this computation is that what you get is a non-trivial bundle over H1 process 1, a complex non-vector bundle over H1 plus 1. Of course, to do that, you have to put lambda. Lambda goes to s goes to 1/2. So that's a very delicate computation which has been done in my paper in the annals. So the reference, again, are in the paper. Okay. So you see this, the only point where we have used that there is a lambda, so lambda plus lambda bar equal 1, is exactly at this point. We have to use z bar. Okay. If we don't have this s here, I don't know how to produce such a matrix. Okay. This does not exist. In fact, I asked Andrew Ranitsky about this, a specialist about Laurent polynomials in two variables, and he told me that it is impossible to find such. So it looks hopeless, a priori, to generalize the fundamental theorem where 2 is not invertible, okay, a priori. Okay. So I've not completed the proof, but you see I have now two maps in two directions. Okay. So you can ask how I can prove that the composite is identity. Okay. And there is another trick. I want to give an application, so I don't want to spend too much time on the proof. Again, it's explained in the notes. But just a trick to prove that both maps are inverse to each other. I just give you the main idea. The trick is to use the fact that you have KQ star module maps. KQ star module map is something which has, so what do I mean? I mean, if you have a functor F, which can be any functor I've considered before, Z, E, D, and so on, then I said it is a KQ star module if you can find a cup product in a natural way. Okay. For example, it's associative with respect to KQ. Okay. And if you have a map between F and G, we say it is a KQ module map if you have such a commutative diagram. Now, if you have such a situation of a KQ star module map, then any map, if you have a map from KQ star A or lambda to another map, let's see, V of lambda, if this map is a KQ star module, it's enough to know the image of 1. That's a trick. See? If you know the image of 1 in V, then you know the map. Just take the cut product with 1, the image of 1. Okay. So if you have phi, that's a general fact, which has, of course deserves more details. If you have a phi, which is a KQ star module map, then phi is necessarily of the type phi of x equal x cut phi of 1, okay, because like in algebra. Okay. And so in order to check that the composite or the identity, you are reduced to show that you have maps of this type. Okay, and that they are the identity, or at least isomorphism. Okay. Let me just, so the technical details are in the notes. Okay. So let me give an application. In fact, I should have started by the application according to the notes. So tomorrow we shall generalize this theorem, okay, to theorem 3.8. So since the subject looks a little bit dry for the moment, It's very, very dry to prove that some such maps are homotopy equivalences. So let me give something which is a little bit more concrete. So let's take just an example of the V theory of a ring. So I just take V0. Okay, so I just take the zero homotopy group going to KQ0 of A going to K0 of A. And you have an exact sequence like that. Okay. So this is an exact sequence of the forgetful functor. Okay, in fact, this group V0 is very nice. I think it comes also in Fabien's work. It's V0 is a Grothendieck group of the forgetful functor. From the category of quadratic modules to the category of modules. You just forget the quadratic modules. So concretely is defined in terms of triples, e.g1, g2, where E is a projective module, and G1 and G2 are, let's say, one Hermitian form. Okay. And you add the relations that EG1, G2 plus EG2, G3 equal EG1, G3, and of course additions. So it's very concretely defined. So the definition is due essentially to Bass. Okay. So this group V fit into such an exact sequence, like that. Okay. But according to our general theory, this group V0 is isomorphic to the group U1. Okay, U1 is pi 1 of U. Okay, so U1 of U comes with an exact sequence also, with K1 of A, KQ1 of A. But now we have to be careful, we change the sign of symmetry, so we have to put minus 1, because we are taking skew symmetric forms. And here you have KQ minus 2, KQ2 minus 1, sorry. So the sign of symmetry is on the left. Okay, I think you realize that. And then you have K2 of Milnor coming to the picture. Okay. So what is happening is that we have an isomorphism between these two groups. These two groups are isomorphic. Okay. But you can reinterpret this in another way, because you see the map from V0 to U1 to K1. Okay, it's very concrete. In fact, the map from V of A to K1 of A is a discriminant, or general version of discriminant. It associates to EG1, G2 the determinant of the class of G1 inverse G2 in K1. Okay? So what we find at the end is an exact sequence which links this group V with a group KQ2, so corollary, we have an exact sequence. K2A which has been independently found also by Rick Sharp. And there is a recent paper of Barge and Lan, which prove something analogous. Okay, so you have an exact sequence of this type, which links. So for example, let us assume that A is a field of characteristic different from 2. Okay, then it is easy to show that the kernel, so if you want the kernel of V of A to K1 of A is in fact the same as the kernel of the fundamental ideal in F star divided by star square, which is a discriminant. Okay, and so what we find is that the Wied group is homomorphic to the kernel of this map, which is known to be the square of the fundamental ideal. Okay. Now, I conjecture, almost prove, but I'm not completely sure, that of course you have a map from W2 minus 1 of F. So of course this is, in the case of a field, this is just a co-kernel of the map from H2 of SLS to H2 in the symplectic group. Okay. And so what we have, of course, is a map according to this isomorphism. We have a map from E2 of F, W2 minus 1 of F, to small K2 of F, which is K2 divided by 2K2. Which is just a rank map. You just take the rank on the level of W2. Okay. And it's very likely that it is a Hassard invariant. Of course, there is an obvious question. We have a filtration of the Wied group coming from the periodicity theorem, because you can take not only W2, but also W4, W6, and so on. And you have both maps. And so if we take the different images of these Wied groups in the usual Wied group, then you can ask, what is this filtration? And this filtration is not the Minor filtration. This is, so it's, the Minor filtration is defined by the power of the fundamental ideals, and we know that the successive quotient by Minor conjecture, which is proved by Voevodsky, is the same as the K groups of Minor, small K groups of Minor. But here it's different. I mean, it seems that this filtration is linked with Quillen K groups, whereas the Minor filtration is linked with the Minor K groups. Okay. So it's an open problem to say what is the graduation associated to this filtration? I don't know. Okay. It should be interesting. So it's not, so this filtration again is not the power of fundamental ideal. A counter example is to take the real numbers. And using results I proved with John Berick, I can prove it is not the same. So you get something weaker or something. I think we prove if we call Jn this filtration, I think Jn contains In. And this inclusion is strict when n is bigger than 3. Okay. So it's not the same. So now the open question is, what are the quotient groups? Okay. They are not Minor K groups, but what are they? So they should be linked with Quillen K groups, but I don't know how they are linked. Of course, also something I should add, just 1 minute, is that this method enables to define, because my theorem is, this theorem is very general. Okay. It's not just for a field. So you can get invariants of quadratic forms over arbitrary rings with involutions, okay? Assuming the existence of lambda with lambda standard bar equal 1, okay? But tomorrow we shall see that, in fact, even for arbitrary rings, by working the split theory, we can get invariance. Okay. So I'm sorry I've not been very precise in my lecture. Okay. There are many holes which I've left. But if I have to prove everything, I think we will need all the afternoon. So I think. But you have all the details again in the notes with precise references. And I took the duty to type. Now it's much, if you look at the last page, it's correctly typed now. So the references are readable.